Hi, I'm Justin Marks, and I'm a program manager here at Microsoft, working on Team Foundation Server. Work item queries have always been a great way to gain insight into the current state of your project, but wouldn't it be better to see the data presented visually? Let's see how charting brings rich visualizations to your work item queries. The team homepage is a great place to get information about your queries, as we can see through these tiles letting us know that there are 25 tasks. And clicking on that brings us directly to a results list where we can see all of the individual pieces of information making up that query. But visualizing that has been something that TFS hasn't done a great job of, and we've fixed that with 2013. We've introduced this new charts tab where you're able to design your own charts to show you graphically what the results of the query have in store. So in this case, we're looking at our sprint tasks, and we can see a graph showing by who it's assigned to, and we can see how many work items each person has assigned to them, and hovering on those, of course, gives us a rich tooltip giving us extra information. We can have rich pivot tables letting us bring two pieces of information and pivoting that data, as we can see here, where we're pivoting by person and by area. And we're also able to see information about it by state. So these are just a couple of the examples of charts. Let's see if we can take a query and build these charts on our own. So I'm going to take this blank query here, this active bugs, and you can see that there are no charts, but it does, of course, have results with it. So if I click on the New Charts button, I'm given a dialog that lets me choose which charts I want to create. So first, we'll create a pie chart, and we can choose, based on all the columns present in that chart, which of the grouping bys we want to have. In this case, we want to group by severity. And I'm given a quick preview of what that chart looks like. I can change my sorting values, and I can even title that. So active bugs by severity, sounds like a good title to me. Click OK. And now that chart is available for anyone that wants to go look at the charts tab for the active bugs query. So let's create another one. Not only do we have pie graphs, we also have bar graphs. And to show this, I'm going to sort them by area, or group them by area, excuse me, by area. There we go, there's a nice looking chart. We'll add a third one, in this case column. And we can look at our column graphs by, let's say, our iteration path. And that gives me a nice graphical depiction of what's coming in each individual sprint. And then lastly, I can go create a chart representing the pivot table to show two dimensions of data. In this case, who it's assigned to, and also its state. And we can see all of that information in a nice graphical chart as well. Of course, if we want to make a change to one of these charts, we can simply click on the Edit button, and we're bringing right back to that dialog where we made the settings to begin with. So maybe instead of state, I want to show by severity, and then check that back in. Clicking OK will update that. And again, anyone that opens this page that has access to this query will have the ability to view these charts as well. This is just the beginning of reporting inside of TFS 2013. After launch, we plan on investing fully in this area and bringing additional functionality release after release on the service, as well as in the box in quarterly updates. So there you have it. Work item charts provide rich visualizations to help you gain insight into your project status. Work item charting is available now in the box for Team Foundation Server 2013. Thanks for watching.